Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 9:30. It is Sunday. I had to check then, in my mind. It is Sunday. It is Sunday night, everybody. Welcome. It's been quite a bit of a long week, really, a long weekend, but it's been very, very enjoyable. I hope you guys are all well and you've all had a wonderful weekend. Welcome to Raising the Vibration. Yes, we do it with love. My name's John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Email John, as we know, JON@spiritualmedium.org.uk. From the website, you can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. Cool, yeah, what a week. It's been great. It's in fact, it was Teresa's birthday the other day, so big happy birthday to my lovely Teresa. We had a wonderful afternoon and evening. She didn't know, but I took her down. As soon as she finished work, she was working on Friday, bless her, I took her down to the shop. But I was telling her we were going to the shop. Told her we was going out. Didn't tell her where. And then I said we've got to go to the shop to pick a little present up for her. And we got in the car. And I told her we were going north. So I was always, well, not telling a little porky, but I was in a way. Because we were north of somewhere, obviously. So, you know, in hindsight, yeah, you know, it was anywhere is north of anywhere, really. So off we went, and I took her down to get her little present, which I didn't tell her was, which was actually on Oxford Street in London. So I took her down to London for the afternoon, and we bought a couple of bits and had some lovely dinner. And we went to see a show. That was the thing. She hadn't seen a proper London show before. So I took her down, and we went. We did Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square, Piccadilly, Leicester Square, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, then we went to see Wicked in London, which was absolutely amazing. I loved it, and she did as well. but it was great. And I tell you what a great adaptation to what things could be. And it was perfect, because from when we're kids, you know, the Wizard of Oz. We've all been told that the Wicked Witch of the West was really nasty and all this kind of stuff, and that's why she was the Wicked Witch of the West. And that's the story that we've always ever known. But I tell you what, the way they did it was absolutely amazing. The costumes, the story, the set, the dialogue, everything. It was just absolutely perfect. And it's another one of those things that makes you look at things in a different way. Because in life, we're always told, let's look at schools, for instance. We're always told that the world is round and this, that and the other, etc., etc. And you have to do this and you have to do that. And that's the way that we get taught things. But what if it's not? You know, oh, we're learning a lot more about this now, and there's a lot more going out in the world. That obviously, stuff that we've been told, what we thought we've been told, you know, at school or whatever, is not true and it's not right. You know, things from history and stuff like that, and they're finding it all, you know, completely different. And so yeah, with the show itself and Wicked. There was, the way they'd done it from the Wicked Witch. It was all about her, okay, from when she was born to how she was raised and she went to school. Obviously, you know, schools were different, you know, near Oz. And she wasn't wicked at all. She was absolutely lovely, absolutely lovely. And she was the one that was in the right. But because she was in the right and she stood up to the Wizard of Oz, who actually was the one that was deceiving everybody, she got the bad rap for it, and that he and his people spread the word that she was wicked, etc., etc. And yeah, it was an amazing story. So it's well worth going to see. If anybody in that's thinking of going to see a show, go and see Wicked. It really opens your eyes. And like I say, the way that they've done it with stuff that's going on today, it's a message, you know, it is a message. And it's a wonderful one as well. And very, very good how they've done it. So there you go. That was ours. We went out for dinner and stuff today as well. So it's been an awesome week. I had a great day Saturday doing our full day readings at Rugby Spiritual Centre, Heat and Healing Centre. That was really nice. Lots of lovely spirit. We were stacked out this week as well. We did from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4. Last one was at 4. And I think we had about a 20-minute break or something halfway through for dinner. But it was a really lovely day. Lovely to catch up with everybody. So tonight's show, as always, we'll go to the phone lines as soon as we can. I've kept my eyes on the phone lines tonight because I know numbers jump all over the place, and we've sussed out that it is actually the people that are on the hold time the longest. Obviously, we go down the list with the hold time, because last week somebody waited, moaned that they waited an hour, but unfortunately, that's just the way it is sometimes, you know. Wednesday night, everybody, don't forget Wednesday night. It's going to be an awesome show on Wednesday, because we have Sheila Applegate who's coming on the show. Now, Sheila Applegate got in touch with me through Todd, who's one of the friends of our show, and she, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's an MSW, whatever that is. She's a consciousness consultant, presenter, award-winning author, entrepreneur. Sheila is the founder of the Be Awesome Guide to Conscious Living, the 12-step program which provides a blueprint to release personal roadblocks, ignite the imagination, and embrace an abundant life of joy and passion that is available to everyone. At the core of the Be Awesome program is Sheila's conscious meditation technique, which incorporates a formula that is uniquely fosters instant integration for conscious living. She's also the founder of the Counterpoint Creative Consulting. I'll get it right in a minute. Sheila's partners with leaders in the entertainment, literature, and business to influence the evolutionary transformation of our world. Very, very interesting. Also, here that I can give you about her. She believes it is a natural ability of all humans being to navigate conscious oneness and to have unlimited communication with energies beyond the physical. She has dedicated her life to helping you attain this level of conscious living. Now, with Sheila, it's very, very interesting because she channels spirit as well. And Mary Magdalene has chosen our show, which is an honor and pretty awesome, to channel this message to us. And I do know that there is going to be something about twin flames within that as well. So that's going to be really interesting. That's on Wednesday night. Now, it's not on until 10 o'clock on Wednesday, because I've got a few things to do on Wednesday, and I've got a church service at Rugby Spiritual Centre, actually. And I know that time is a little bit tight getting back from there. So we've put it back until 10 o'clock just to make sure that I can get back on time. But we have scheduled the show. So please, guys, do advertise it as much as you can. You can go on the Blog Talk Radio on my page and find the show for Wednesday. Please share it as much as you can because it's going to be an absolutely awesome show. I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah, so that's on Wednesday at 10 o'clock with Sheila Applegate. Absolutely awesome. So today, couple of things today. We're going to have a look at one of our angels, as we have been doing lately. And today, we've chosen Archangel Uriel. Now, Uriel, God is light, God's light, fire of God. Uriel is considered one of the wisest archangels because of his intellectual information, practical solutions and creative insight, but he's very subtle. And then I say he, angels can come through as either or, he or she. It all depends on you and how you see them and perceive them. You may not even realize he has answered your prayer until you've suddenly come up with a brilliant new idea. So, if you want some ideas or you're looking to have some new ideas, you know, refreshing or whatever, Archangel Uriel is fantastic to bring in. Uriel warns Noah of the impending flood, helped the prophet Ezra to interpret mystical predictions about the coming Messiah, and delivered the Kabbalah to the humankind. He also brought the knowledge and practice of alchemy and the ability to manifest from thin air, as well as illuminate situations and gives prophetic information and warnings. All this considered, Uriel's area of expertise is divine magic. See, magic is real. Problem solving, spiritual understanding, studies, alchemy, weather, we could do some weather changes, earth changes, and writing. Considered to be the archangel who helps with earthquakes, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, natural disaster, and earth changes. Call on Uriel to avert such events or to heal and recover in the aftermath. Okay. In the 8th century, the Christian church became alarmed at the rampant and excessive zeal with which many of the faithful were revering angels. For some unknown reason, in 145 AD, under Pope Zachary, a Roman council ordered 7 angels removed from the ranks of the church's recognized angels, and one of them being Uriel. Oh no, I didn't know that. You know, I haven't even read that fully. I must have missed that last bit out when I used it before. Wow, so a little bit of information about Uriel. Okay. And we're also going to have a chat a little bit about psychic senses and stuff like that. Okay, and we're also going to go over a little bit about the information about what this show is all about. Okay, with this show, why we decided to do it was to help people, and we've had some amazing feedback as well of people that listen to it live, and people that listen to it during the week as well, because as you know, it gets turned into a bit of a podcast, and. It's doing its job. I'm so pleased that we are getting such amazing feedback with the show, and a lot of it is about information as well. Okay, a lot of it is about information. That was just my phone beeping off. And the information that we want to give you is to help you, whether it's to help you on your spiritual path or whether it's to help you just in life, you know, in everyday life, because we have so much stuff go on, you know, and that little bit of help, that little bit of guidance, you know, it's immense, really. You know, if we reach just that one person that needs that little bit of help, you know, the job's done. The job's done, and that's pretty much why I do this show, you know, to reach a wider audience and help as far and wide as possible. Okay, so just a quick thing. Oh, I've got a couple here actually. Yeah, somebody was talking to me earlier about chakras and what they are. They are energy centers that we have in our body. A lot of people know about the chakras: the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown chakra, etc. And everybody, most people know the colours, but they're the main 7 that we tend to use. There is a whole lot more. And sometimes we feel a little bit out of balance. Having a good clean up, a good brush up of these is a really good way to get yourself back into balance a little bit. It really does help. There's loads of things on YouTube. I keep saying it, but I will be doing some meditations to put on my website. I'm in the middle of building a couple of new websites at the minute when I get more time to do it. And I'll be putting some meditations on there. And one of them, or a couple of them, will be for the chakras. Now, the root chakra, is, otherwise known as the base chakra, which is red, okay, is survival, safety, home, money, family, connection to reality. Okay, a lot of people sometimes they're not feeling grounded. You know, do those roots at the bottom of your feet anyway, but always check your root chakra, your base chakra for that one. Okay, that's all. A lot of people, best way to put it is either at the bottom of your spine, but it's right underneath. Okay, your sacral chakra, which is orange, that's the one we like to say. A few inches below your navel, okay? It's sexuality, emotions, sensuality, vitality, and creativity, okay? So just a few inches below your belly button. Your solar plexus chakra, which is yellow, personal power, self-control, and getting things done, which is located just above the belly button. It's always a beautiful, bright yellow color. Now, your heart chakra, right in the center of your chest, or you could say just over the breastbone, which is green. Self-love, self-care, self-acceptance, and self-worth. These are just a few that come up with these chakras. There are a whole lot more as well. Then we move further up to your throat chakra, right on your Adam's apple. Which is a lovely blue colour, self-expression and communication, which is why a lot of the time when blue comes through, we talk about the communication type of things. Okay, speaking and listening in there as well. Now, your third eye chakra, which some people see as purple, some people see it as lilac, some people see it as indigo. It is what it is for you. Intuition and truth. Okay, located right between the eyebrows, or maybe just up a little bit. If you can imagine, you've all seen the pictures of the third eye on the forehead. Some people call it the brow chakra. Okay, and finally, your crown chakra is the last one of the seven, which is white. The connection to spirit and your higher self, which is located right on the top of your head. Okay, right on the top of your head. Now, the best way to energize these and to give them a good clean up bit, it's a very simple process that that I do. Basically is I'd sit in the meditation, I'd go into the quiet to do a few deep breaths. Once I've done these few deep breaths, I would place myself in my protective bubble. As always, I always say my little bit of a prayer, what I want to do with that session that I'm doing. Ask my angels to come in and help, and guides and helpers. And what I would start with is, I always start my base chakra. Okay, everybody's different. You can start wherever you feel. Always start at my base chakra. And with my base chakra, I imagine it as being actually underneath me. Okay, and when I'm going to breathe in, I breathe in into a cone up inside my body, which goes right up to the top of my neck, okay? And I will breathe in a brighter red than what is actually there, okay? So I'm asking that I want to brighten it up and center my chakras a bit. So when I breathe in this bright red up into a cone, and then as I breathe out the red that was there before, the darker red or the murky red, whatever it is for you, down into the earth. And I ask Mother Earth and the angels to get rid of that energy, okay, transmute it into love and send it where it's meant to go. Once I've done that a few times and I'm quite happy that I've got the red colour that I want, I then move up to my sacral chakra. There is one in between there, which is a pink one. Have a look at that. You can find it somewhere. But then you'll move up to your sacral chakra. And this time, I would work from front to back. So imagine that it's swirling around a few inches below my belly button. And I will breathe into a cone shape to the back of me. Okay, breathe in beautiful bright orange, and then breathe out the other orange. You'll always find it's a bit murky around there because of your emotions and stuff like that. So now breathe in again into a cone shape towards the back, and breathe out cone shape into the front, and ask the angels and everybody to transmute that energy into love and send it to wherever it's needed. Do that on each one. Once I'm happy with that colour, same again, I move up to the solar plexus. Solar plexus is usually quite bright anyway, but you can brighten it up even more. So same again, breathe in with a cone shape towards the back of you and breathe out as many times as you need to. Then move up to the heart center, that green, lovely green color. Same again, front to back, breathe into that cone shape, breathe out to the front. Then I move up to my throat chakra, that blue. You'll always find that you'll feel it on your throat. You'll feel your throat will go quite heavy if you've got stuff that you need to say, stuff you need to get rid of, you know. Always does that. So front and back again, do exactly the same till it's nice and bright and blue, and I'm happy with that. Then I'll move up to my third eye, okay, the brow chakra, do exactly the same again, whatever colour it is for you, front to back, and let it go. Some people do find that if they haven't done it before, you will feel that band that comes across the front of your head. It's quite a weird little band that you feel, but that's just your third eye opening and cleaning itself up. Okay, so don't worry about that. If you do get a little bit of discomfort, just when you breathe in into that chakra, just do it quite slowly. Be quite gentle with it. I have known people before that have had some blockages, and they've just gone and it's hurt them quite a bit because they haven't done it before, or there's quite a bit of blockage there. So just breathe in quite nicely and relax, and then breathe out again until you've got that beautiful colour. Now, your crown chakra is always pure white, okay? And with this, we do the opposite to what we did with our base chakra. And when we breathe in down into our body because we're connected to Source, okay, and our higher selves. We're breathing in beautiful white energy down into our body, okay? Once you've done this a couple of times, when you breathe in down, you start filling the inside of your body up with this beautiful bright white light. So imagine you breathe in. And as you're doing that, the white light fills up to your ankles, and you breathe out. You breathe in, and the white light comes up to your knees, and you breathe out. And you breathe in, and it comes up to your waist. You breathe out, and you breathe in, and it comes up to the top of your chest and your arms, and you breathe out. And you breathe in again, and it comes up to the top of your head. And then as you breathe out, it comes out the top of your head into a fountain. Imagine a fountain, right, coming out the top of your head, this beautiful bright white light, and it goes down into your bubble and starts filling your bubble up. So when you breathe in and you breathe out, that fountain and the outside, and the bubble and around you starts filling up to your ankles, up to your knees, up to your waist, up to your chest, up to your shoulders, okay, up to your eyes, and then up to your head, and then your last one, it actually fills your bubble. So you are completely encased in this beautiful, bright, white love from Spirit World. And just sit there for a few minutes and enjoy that energy, that renewed energy that you've got all around you, okay, and all inside you as well. It's absolutely an amazing feeling, okay? And then once you've done, just send those roots down into the ground and say your thank yous to your spirit guides, your helpers, and your friends and angels that have helped you. And you will feel 100 times better than when you first started. Absolutely guaranteed, okay? So that's a great one to do with your chakras. Awesome. So we're going to go over to the phone lines in just a couple of minutes. I know we've got people out there waiting. Which one am I missing now? Oh, I've lost one of my sheets. Never mind. Okay, because we were going to talk about some of the psychic senses and stuff. Oh yes, the clairs. Some of the clairs. A few of those each week as well, because everybody knows about the clairs, the clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, and so on and so on. But it's just nice to explain for those that don't know and those that want to get into this kind of thing, just a little bit of information about them. I use a few different, I work with a few different of the clairs. These are what we call psychic senses, psychic abilities. Okay. So when you get, I'd like to say it's a bit of a taboo subject, but it's not really, because you sometimes get these mediums that say they don't like psychics and all this kind of stuff, but yet I think they forget that everybody's psychic, even they are, You know, I've had this before, and with a couple of people, and for some reason they think they're better than people that think they're psychic, but in fact we're all the same, and they just don't realise it. So I don't know whether that's a bit of an ego thing going on with them. I'm not quite sure. So clairvoyance, obviously clairvoyance is one that I use quite a lot. With clairsentience I use as well, clairaudience, and a couple of others. But the clairvoyant is clear vision. Now, clear vision, okay, can be construed in a couple of ways. Clear vision would be as if spirit is standing in front of you, okay? So it's not in your head. They are stood right in front of you, showing you what they look like, giving you pictures and all that kind of stuff, and communicating with you that way. But I'd say most clairvoyant people that work is within the mind's eye, okay? I'm going to read you the little piece that's on here anyway, but yeah, that's how I work. It's usually done within the mind's eye. So spirit come and they show me a picture of what they look like, and then I have to describe that the best that I can. And then they'll start giving me other things. It could be a picture that you've got in your house of somebody passed, or just a picture. It could be a vase, it could be all kinds of different things. It could be something that you've done. I mean, today I was in service today, there was a picture come through which was all black and white and sepia with somebody in a uniform. Okay, so that's how it comes through. And then obviously you have to pass that on the best way you can. But you'll tend to use two or three different things all at the same time. You can get people that are just clairvoyant. You can get people that are just clairaudient, you know, and so on and so on. So clairvoyant, clear vision, to reach into another vibrational frequency and visually perceive within the mind's eye something existing in that realm. A clairvoyant is one who receives extrasensory impressions and symbols in the form of inner sight or mental images, which are perceived without the aid of the physical eyes and beyond the limitations of ordinary time and space. These impressions are more easily perceived in the alpha state and during meditation, though many clairvoyants can obtain visual information regarding the past, present, and future in a variety of environments. And that's correct, because today there was one taken back to the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee, bless her cotton socks, and the street parties that we had in the UK for the Jubilee, and somebody was walking by on crutches with a broken leg, and they'd got a big cast on their leg. So I obviously had to pass all that over, you know, everything that I was seeing and all that kind of stuff, and that was, you know, clairvoyance. But it can come as simple as a lemon or a paperclip. And when we're doing these, passing on this information as a medium, it could be the simplest thing. Like, let's go for the paperclip, for example. To us, as passing this message on, the paperclip could mean absolutely nothing, right? Absolutely nothing whatsoever. But you know that spirit have given you this paperclip, okay? So, okay, right, I've got this paperclip. Madam or sir or whoever, I have a paperclip. I need to pass over this paperclip to you. We don't know what that means to that person, okay? We don't know that granddad or a very good friend of theirs could have cut their finger with a paperclip, it got septic, and they had it chopped off. And that could be the most precious piece of evidence that you could give somebody for their all-knowing, you know? And yeah, you know, and that could mean absolutely everything to them, and be a complete believer, or you know, it would do his job however it's meant to do its job. So that's another way that it works, and the way that it comes through. So always pass on the information that you get, because it's not for us. We are just the middle people, a medium, you know, that's what a medium is. You're the middle person, simple as. So quickly on the next one is clairaudience. Now, clairaudience is hearing, and it can come through so many different ways. It's like the voice in your head, okay, that brings the word to you. It could be, sometimes it sounds like it's a voice that's in the distance, yeah, and it's slightly different from yours, and they'll throw either a name in, it could be a date, it could be a place, it could be a hello, it could be absolutely anything, okay. Some people have direct voice, which is where the voice is outside of the head, Okay, that's pretty awesome. That's happened to me once. I was getting to bed one night, and I was really busy at the time, lots of stuff going on, and I just couldn't sleep. And I was just about to drop off, and it was one of my guys that was, his face must have been right in front of me, because he whispered, but he said it quite loudly, and he went, "Go to sleep." And I tell you what, I jumped up, I said, "How am I supposed to go to sleep now you've just done that? You've just done direct voice right in front of me. I was just about to drop off, and you've done that. There's just no way." I've never had it since. Apart from, you know, when you're just waking up in the morning, or you're just dropping off and somebody shouts your name, and you think, "Oh my God, who's there?" Especially when there's nobody in the house. And it's like, "Who's there?" It can come that way as well. But yeah, clairaudience. Clear audio stroke hearing, to perceive sounds or words and extrasensory noise from sources broadcast from spiritual or ethereal realm in the form of inner ear or mental tone, which are perceived without the aid of the physical ear and beyond the limitations of ordinary time and space. These tones and vibrations are more easily perceived in an alpha state and joy meditation. Through many clairaudience can obtain verbal and sound related information regarding the past, present, future, etc., etc. Most channelers, also known as mediums, work with both clairvoyance and clairaudience, which we've already said. And music is a great one as well, because one day I was given the old gramophone. So I was giving this lady the gramophone. I said, "What this gramophone?" And I've got the records that go on, all this kind of stuff. I said, and I can actually hear the music that was going on, which was great, because then obviously I could describe to her what the music was. And I knew, obviously being a DJ or ex-DJ, I knew full well that it was Virilin type stuff, and you know some of the old big bands as well. So I was passing that information on as well, which was obviously absolutely perfect. So, you know, there's a couple of ways that we do work through the clairvoyance and clairaudience. Okay, cool. So we'll do a few more of those. If we get a chance, we might do a couple later on. If not, we'll do on the next show. But we're going to go straight over to our callers now, because I know we've got some people waiting, and we'll be going down the list. So let's go and say hello to whoever's first. Hello.
Hey, John. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hello, sorry, what was your name? I couldn't quite hear you then.
Maura.
Maura, hello, Maura.
Hi.
New Jersey, how's things with you?
It's going okay.
Good, good. Keep up the good work, keep that positivity coming in, and spread it out to everybody. Give loads of smiles. Do the smiling game. When you walk out in the street, just smile at everybody and see who smiles back at you.
Yeah, okay. I'll try that.
It was a little game I used to play, if I was, especially in the shopping malls and stuff, you know, when you're just in those silly moods, and I think, right, okay, see how far we can spread this smile. You do get some weird looks, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, people will smile back at you. And do you know what? We don't know what it means to them. You know, it could be, "Oh, that's really nice." Or they could be like, "Do I know that person?" But, you know, they've raised their vibration just that little bit by smiling, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be careful, though, who you smile at.
I suppose it's not too bad over here. I don't know what it's like over there. how can we help you today?
Just, I guess, whatever you're getting, unless you want a specific question.
No, we can work either way, so I've been shown, which is great. Because obviously when we first started this show, all I wanted to do was just work with spirit, but it does change. Everything changes, so we can do questions, or we can just see what... in fact, I've got an angel that's coming in straight away, first of all, that wants to say something. Do you know what? I'm surrounded in boxes at the minute at Teresa's. And all I'm being shown is boxes. Are you thinking of moving, or are you packing boxes, or what have you been doing?
I've been collecting boxes, and I have stuff packed. I'm ready to go as soon as I can find the house.
As soon as you can find the house, cool.
I saw a house a couple weeks ago that was real nice.
Yeah.
But I think it's too big. But I like it.
Oh, yes.
I think it's too big.
Yes, you called in the other week, didn't you?
Yeah, the gnome came in, and I still think it's so big, you know, but I keep thinking, I don't know, my realtor is going to show me another home Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
And I drove by that one. I'm not sure if that's the right house either. I am just looking for the right home that resonates.
Did you manage to get in the other one again and do the pendulum?
You know, no, I didn't get in there, but I did do the pendulum and in my apartment though, and it said that the big one is the right one, but it's just so big, John. You know, I just don't understand. I don't know.
I remember now. I remember saying because the bigger one was the one that's wise to go in with your pendulum so you could get that proof yourself. But it's your choice.
It's so big.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm hoping they'll give me a better choice that hits all the boxes. But I don't know. The one I wanted that I got outbid on, that would have been perfect because it was the right size. It had the extra room, so if I wanted to do a Reiki practice, I could do it.
Yeah.
And it felt manageable to me. The other home is so big, I don't see how I can manage keeping it clean and everything by myself.
Well, when you're saying keeping it clean, see, I've got somebody else coming in to clean it for you.
I don't have that kind of money.
Hey, but we just don't know. We don't know how things are going to go. You don't know how your business is going to go. And if they're showing me somebody else to come in and clean, it says to me that you probably will. You know? I never knock anything from what Spirit tell me. You know, I trust them 100% with my life because they saved my life in so many different ways. And everything that I do for them and with them, you know, I trust completely what they say and what they do. And I pretty much rule my life by what they say as well. So, you know, I have to make my own choices, but, you know, if they say something's not right for me, then it's not right. If they say something's right, I'll do it. You'll get your own experiences with this, but sometimes we just don't know what's coming around the corner, whether it's 6 months to a year, to learn whatever lesson it is. But, you know, you have free will and choice. That's part of being human. We do have free will and choice.
You know, I've experienced some of the clairs myself, and I used to hear my name called out in the morning when I was waking up. Sometimes when I wasn't waking up, but they would be so loud, it was like shouting in my ear.
Right.
And you could literally whisper, and I would wake up. I'm a very light sleeper.
Oh, bless you.
I just got upset one morning, you know.
Hello.
I got upset because they kept waking me up, and it was like a bullhorn in my ear.
Oh, no.
And
yeah. Tell them. Say, keep the noise down.
I didn't realize. I didn't understand, but I said, would you quit screaming in my ear? How would you like it if I screamed in your ear? I don't need to be woken up in the morning like that. Well, but so after that, I started hearing foghorns and cats meowing, phones ringing, just the weirdest things I would hear. And eventually that died off, and now I don't hear anything when I wake up in the morning.
Okay.
I don't even hear my name called out anymore.
But have a look at things. And back then, were you darting or hadn't started your spiritual development? Was it them trying to get your attention?
There's been quite a few incidences where I guess this all started actually back in 1990, but that was more along the lines of 98, so that was even 8 years later. So I guess it's just been a progression. I mean, I've had things that go flying off the table, will fall off in the kitchen counter. I saw, you know, the salad plates, you know, the little, like a dessert plate. I saw one of those rotating around on my dining room, or not dining room, kitchen counter.
Wicked. Did you video it?
Like a top, you know? that was
brilliant.
Rolling around. It's just
awesome.
Different stuff. Yeah, I don't know why though. It doesn't scare me or anything. It just, I think they're just letting me know that they're around.
Yeah. It sounds like you've got somebody that's got a real sense of humor around you.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, somebody that's having a right laugh. Quite light-hearted, having a laugh. I mean, usually when they go 10 to a dozen like that, it's to get your attention for something, whether it's to connect with them more or start developing. But as you were already doing stuff, I mean, it may be at a point that you'd sort of just being yourself and they're saying, no, come on, you need to get on and do more spiritual stuff. That's why we're here. We're making noises, trying to get your attention. You know, something along those lines.
I always said if it's meant to be, it will be, and if it won't be.
That's right.
I'm not really doing anything.
No, that's right. And you're dead right there. But sometimes we do have to make a step. We do have to make a step just to let them know, okay, right, I'm here, I'm ready to work. You know, my story was exactly the same, with lots of stuff going on. And as soon as I acknowledged the fact that they were there, we got somebody in and they told me that she'd been doing it. Yeah, let's do it. And it stopped.
Well,
you know,
it's been going on a long time, since 1990.
Yeah, it is a long time. So have a think about who passed around, you know, that time or before that was a real joker.
Well, my dad died in 95, so that was 5 years after. And then what started was in 1990... I was in a store somewhere and I was looking at CDs and something. Or I saw ABBA Gold, you know, the CD ABBA Gold, and I had an inkling to buy it. And I used to like ABBA, but you know, I don't know. I bought it. I didn't know why, but I had this incredible urge to buy it. So I took it home and I put it on the player. I was listening to it, and one of the songs on there has the word "I believe in angels."
Yes.
And I was sitting there in the chair when the words came out of the CD. That's when it hit me that I had been hearing my name called out, but I was ignoring it. I wasn't really tuning into the fact that I had been hearing my name called out, and at the moment that those words came out of the CD, I acknowledged that I had been hearing my angel. And the whole reason why I got this CD was that my angels had been telling me, urging me to buy it so that I would have this recognition when the words came out.
Brilliant.
It was the most bizarre synchronicity situation I'd ever encountered.
But absolutely amazing.
It was funny, too. Huh?
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. What a great story.
It was funny though. It was, but that's all when it all started for me was back then, just having the urge to buy that CD. And then, I mean, it's not as if the words came out and then I acknowledged it. It all happened simultaneously.
Brilliant.
It was weird. But
fantastic.
Anyways, I haven't done anything with it really.
Right. Obviously you're Reiki and stuff. What else do you? What I'm asking you for? I should ask spiritual, not really. Have you done any sort of mediumship side of it, or not?
Tarot. I do tarot, but just for fun, and I do it for my friends if they ask me.
Yeah,
but it's just for fun. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, but even with tarot, as we know, they are just tools, you know, and spirit work with us through those as well. Because obviously when you're doing your tarot, you've got your different layouts that you do. But then obviously you get things in your head, clairvoyantly, clairaudiently, clairsentiently, to pass on as well, don't you?
You know what, though, John, I haven't really done anything with that part of it. I don't trust myself enough. I just read what's on the card, and usually what's on the card resonates with the question that I ask. So, okay. Like one particular deck, for instance, works extremely well. It okay. just seems to be completely in tune. And then some of the other decks I have, I don't use because they don't seem to work with me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Trust yourself a bit more. Trust in what you're getting. Try next time you do one for a bit of fun, just close your eyes and see what comes into your head of what spirit will give you, and then just pass it on. Trust and try. Trial and error.
I get a lot of feathers, John. Is that from angels or?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, you do work with the angels, as we know. Obviously, we've got one here that's working with you. But yeah, angel feathers, you know, that's another way of them saying that they're around, you know. Have you had, is it white ones you get, or do you get grey ones, black ones?
I get mostly little white ones, but sometimes I'll get yellow and black, like a combination color. I've had grey.
Fantastic.
I save them when they're big enough. I save them if they're big enough. Otherwise, yeah. I'll get little ones. I had one, though, fall in front of me in front of my hairdresser. He couldn't believe it. It was floating down. And I said to him, gee, I guess you must need awakening or something. I said, because they never do that in front of somebody else. If they do, they're so tiny, nobody else can see them drifting down. But this
yeah.
was large enough that he could see it. So it had to be a message for him.
Yeah, I mean, I had one exactly the same the other week, and funnily enough, I was stood in the chip shop. It was lunchtime, right? My mom's, I thought, oh, I'm just going to cheat and have a bag of chips. And as I was stood in the chip shop, this black feather, because obviously, the black ones are the most rare that you can get. If you get a black one, always keep it. And it was in between where the door was against the wall, and there was this lad stood in front at the counter, and this feather just appeared out of nowhere behind him in the corner and just started floating down. And it floated past him over towards the counter. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't say anything to him, and I was just like, that is so cool. So I managed to get hold of it, and I've kept it. But, yeah, it's, you know, feathers, they can come anywhere as well. You know, when you find them in the microwave, in the drawers and stuff like that, it's awesome. So, yeah.
I love it when I get them. And I get the coins, of course. I get a lot of coins, always around the car, always.
Coins, so coins. Coins are more of a port, which are wonderful things to come through. That spirit drop in, and sometimes they can take them away as well. You know, when we put our keys down sometimes, and then we go back to them, they're completely gone, and then we come back and there they are again. It's them taking them and putting them back, having a laugh. But you can get anything from statues to watches to whatever they decide that they want to bring through. So ports are really, really cool. So look after those. The one that always sticks with me is a hospital band. When I was poorly quite a few years ago, was the last time I was in hospital. I wasn't anywhere near the flat that I'm in now. And you know when you get your band with your name, your date of birth, and all that kind of stuff on it. And in my bedroom in the flat, this band had appeared on the floor. Now it's really cool because it's got black around it where it's sort of like come through the portal as such. When I've sorted my new website out, I'm going to put stuff like that on there. It's absolutely amazing because it's all together like it was actually on my wrist. It's still there in a circle, but it's the way it's come through the portal, it's sort of burnt as it's come through. It's so cool. But,
That is really cool.
Keep hold of it.
I had a pin once that I was trying to find for years. It was a pin that I had bought. I loved this pin. I couldn't find it. I checked my suitcases. I checked everything. I checked all my pockets. For years I looked around for this thing. I couldn't find it. Oh. And then one day I was giving thanks to God, and I was praising him, giving him all kinds of gratitude. I was just loving him. I was so grateful.
He's gone a little bit quiet. Well, I think we've lost it. Something went
the
pop then.
And there it was. The pin was in I found
it's
the pin.
It's all gone very quiet, so I hope we're still on the air. If anybody's in the chat room.
Oh. Can you hear me? John? Boy, that was weird. Huh. Hello? 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 John, can you hear me? I think you're still recording.
Okay, right, so, we're back on. I think we're back on now. Yes, thank you very much, Gemini. Yeah, we're back on. I haven't got a clue what happened there. Oh, Friday night show. Wasn't able to pick up any callers, so had to end as they began. Wow, blimey. Yeah, it was just wouldn't let me connect back on with my Skype. It kept saying that there was no internet connection between me and BTR. But yet we checked the internet connection here because Teresa... literally ran and grabbed a phone and see what was going on. So we know the internet was fine. So I do apologise to our young lady that was having a great conversation then as well. But as she was talking, it was hilarious. The beanbag that sat over by the window started moving on its own. And so it was like an animal had got off it. There's been, in fact, I can see the dent that's in it now, like there's been an animal on it. So, yeah, I don't know. Right, so we're going to go over to our next caller, who's next on my list, and it's 828. Okay. Hello.
Hello, my name is
Vivian. Oh. Hello, Vivian. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, you sound like you're miles away.
Is this better now?
Yeah, that's better. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, do you know, that was a bit of a stress. I don't know, it just cut off. I was like, oh, no. Oh. You know, when you just... panic, and it kept coming up saying it kept coming up on the thing saying, do you want to end the show? And I'm going, no.
No, well, you're back now.
Oh yeah, we're back now. Oh, how can we help you?
I have a question about my son. He's 8 years old and he's just a beautiful boy. He's a light and so sweet, but there's times when it seems like something is coming through him that is not as sweet. I don't believe it's him. I feel it's something else, like an entity coming through him. For example, the other night, we just relocated from Florida to North Carolina, so we're staying at a hotel. It's my partner and our two boys. And my youngest, he's 2 years old, and the three of us are on a bed. And then my son... the 8-year-old, he's on the bed next to us. Lights out, I'm nursing my 2-year-old, so my back is turned towards my 8-year-old. All of a sudden, I just can't breathe. I'm gasping for air. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. And I just, I sit up, and right away, I just look at Jude, and that's my son. And I feel like it was coming from him, and when I look, I just see the darkness.
Ooh.
And I feel like I'm being suffocated or strangled, and my body starts to shake.
Okay.
And then my partner puts this big labradorite that he has on my chest. He's a healer. So.
Okay.
And he said, tell it to stop. And I told it to stop, and it stopped. And this, but before I told it to stop, you know, this was going on maybe about almost 10 minutes. And he saw, my partner also saw, like, this darkness going from my son to me, like an arch to me. And so that's just an example of something we've been experiencing. That was maybe the biggest experience lately, but there's been minor ones. Sometimes, like the other day, I was talking to him, to my brother, to my son. We're very spiritual and very connected, so I talked to him about these things, and I was talking to him, and then I see him smirk, but I was not saying anything that was funny, and the smirk was rather devious.
Mm.
I said, "Why are you smiling?" He goes, "I'm not smiling," but it's, when I saw him smile, it didn't seem like my son. It seemed like something else. And I took him to an energy healer yesterday and to see if there was maybe something attached to him. And
yep.
She said she didn't see or feel anything attached to him that has actually attached. There's things that may be around him, but nothing is attached. So we just need an answer to this. And so, I was hoping that maybe you can receive some information.
Okay.
We want this to go away.
Yes. Right. There could be all sorts of different factors going on here. I'm going to wait and see if anybody else, any of my guides or helpers that want to come in and help on this. But I keep getting Lemuria. We do contracts with different beings and stuff, with our spirit, our soul, in different past lives and all this kind of stuff. Because when we do our angelic Reiki, we have to cut off any previous contracts with any other being that we have made in previous lives, previous universes, whatever. And that's the word that keeps coming through. So I don't know if your child has done something like that in a past or a different dimension of some sort and allowed this coming through, which is why it's not being picked up. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So the energy healer and stuff like that is not actually picking up whatever is around because it's been allowed in a way. What do we need to do? Obviously, you keep your house very cleansed and clear with sage, and you do yourselves and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Keep doing that. Obviously, if you've got a full-on open spiritual house, as in you're all quite spiritual, you all talk about it openly. The lighter you get, the more they want to come and say hello. As like a conquest, yeah? So there's that factor as well. I presume you've got obsidian around the place? More protective stones?
We'll hold it or wear it, but we don't have any stones like out. It's a hotel room and there's not much space to do that.
Okay, grab yourself some obsidian, which is a lovely black stone, very protective. Clear wherever it is that you are. Place one at the front. Place one on each wall on the outer space. So one at the front door. See that grid go up, completely covering that wall of the whole room or place that you're in, whether it's a house or room. Put one on the side wall, one on either side walls, and one on the back wall as well. And see the platinum grid literally go up. And can completely encase you lot and that room. But obviously that's only going to keep you protected in that space. When you go out into the world, keep some on you as well, because if you guys are shining this bright light, you can have anything that wants to come and, look at that light over there. Let's go and have a crack. There's a kid there. Let's go and have a chat with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
that's obviously the first thing that you need to do. If it's something that's deeper, like one of these contracts done with other beings, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Hang on a minute. I don't know there's going to be somebody that's going to help you. There's somebody that's going to come along that's local to you, because I feel that I need to be there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I need to be in the same room as you to find out exactly what's going on. There is somebody around that's going to come and help you. So keep talking to people. There's somebody local that can come and help you and sit in that room with you, get you all together and find out exactly what's going on. Because I feel that even though you've talked about it to the little one, it's almost like an invitation. He's opening up to these things, and he's leaving it open for something to come in.
Okay. So
he needs a little bit more. You need to be more strict with him.
Okay.
And he's got to be strict with them as well, you know, on a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
He needs to, if he gets that feeling that something's not quite nice, he needs to say, "You're not right for me. Go away."
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like I'm not sure if it's been the same entity or there's different ones that have been causing me to experience different physical symptoms, but it seems like this entity or entities have it in for me, I remind them of someone, but it's more I'm the one who's been being attacked.
Okay. It could be just your light. It could be you as a person. Have you had, without saying too much on the air, have you had things happen at night?
At night, yes. It's the shortness of breath is when it has happened at night. I've experienced other physical symptoms, but during the day, you know, I'll feel fine, and then my son will come home from school, and that's, you know, the symptoms will start. And my partner, he'll start feeling pressure in his head. He'll feel pressure in his head, or he'll get a headache, or he'll get really nauseous.
Yeah, do you know what? It actually sounds to me, and what I'm feeling at the moment is one person, one major entity that is also hiding themselves, because they're very, very clever at hiding themselves and pretending to be light. So to your little one, might think that this person is light and he's bringing it home, and that's why you guys are feeling it, because you guys are obviously more sensitive, you have more experience, and you're feeling it a lot more and a lot quicker than what the little one is. I do feel I need to get somebody in. Like I say, somebody will come and help you. Keep spreading the word of what's happening to you. Somebody will hear and help you that's close to you.
Okay,
because I just feel that I need to be physically in that room with you and find out what's going on. Talk to this spirit, tell this spirit it's a no-go area and ask them to leave. And if they don't, obviously, whoever's going to do it knows exactly what to do. And they'll bring in and help you. Okay, in the meantime, Domes, do a massive cleansing of sage. It's almost like I've got to fill my room full of sage smoke, bring in Archangel Michael, bring in Archangel Raphael, in fact, bring in anybody Metatron. Really go as high as you can with this, ask the Creator, ask him when you go to bed later. Ask the Creator, ask him. Not so much who is it, but how you can deal with this. Who's the person that's going to help you, because you feel that you can't deal with this. It's been going on too long, yeah?
It has. It's been going on for a few years, and the intensity has been brought up in the past week and a half. It's just, it's been very intense.
Okay.
Yeah, so, ever since I told... it's ever since I told my son's biological father, which is in Florida, that that Jude, because he was hoping, his father was hoping that our son would go back to Florida, but he does, our son doesn't want to. So ever since I told him that, his father, that he doesn't want to go back to Florida, it feels like everything has just sat in his head. I'm not, I don't know if it has anything to do with that. It's just timing, but that's
right.
When it's very, very intense.
That could be where we're getting the one person then. So, you know, he may not be doing it on purpose, you know, but as we know, you know, energy is energy, you know, just thought that can create something.
Right.
So who knows, you know, nobody's actually really saying it. None of my guys are actually saying anything on this. Because they're saying I'm on the right lines here. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. So, yeah. You know, he can actually, as we know, we can manifest anything within our lives. And there are people out there that can manifest not so nice things as well. I've had one before from somebody and I didn't even know it was there. I went to meditation somewhere else and the angels took me straight back to my room and said, look what's in the corner of your room. And I didn't even know it was there. And that was just from one person. That's just you know, and that was just jealousy.
Oh.
You know, as simple as that. If it started ramping up about that time, then it sounds like it does fit a bit, you know.
Right. It feels like, yes, his entity has been around for years and it's just gotten worse. My partner, he's very connected. He's intuitive. And he received two days ago that this entity was introduced by my son's biological father a few years ago to my son.
Right. So he was introduced to it by the father's son. Yeah, that's why we're getting the one person then.
This is what he received, you know. This is what he received. You know, we can all interpret these messages that come in differently, but that's what he received. But the truth could be something different, but that's what he received.
No, I would trust that, because when I got the one person here, I was just presuming it was going to be one person as in one entity, but they're obviously bringing through one person as it's come from one person. So that's great confirmation for you guys that he's received that, definitely. Go through the cleansing process, put all of yourselves in there, sit in the middle of the room, cleanse and clear everything that you've got in there. Just try and smoke out the whole room. Do yourselves, bring in the angels, cleanse and clear yourselves. Each room, each drawer, each cupboard, absolutely everywhere. Don't leave a corner untouched with the smoke and the love from spirit. Do the Lord's Prayer in each room as well. Calling all the archangels that are going to help you. Somebody's saying galactic beings as well. So if your partner's a healer, has he worked with galactic beings as well, or was it just divine energy?
Divine energy, divine energy, and his own sovereign self, and he connects with he works with the Mother Earth.
Brilliant. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Mother Earth will give you as much energy as you need, as well as the divine. Call some ascended masters in as well. Really go to town on this. And that should help things for a while. See how that goes, but also keep spreading the word, because there is somebody out there that can help you. That's over your way. Okay. He's not too far from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Get my email off the show blog. If you get any problems, just give me an email. We can do a Skype session one night and see if that helps. You know, any way that I can help, just let me know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, cool. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, we're sending you lots of love.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Wow, what a call. bless the whole family. We're going to send them love, send them lots and lots of healing, and I hope they get sorted. But yeah, unfortunately, these things are around. Sometimes these things are they happen for a reason. So whether we need to learn or to develop something in that area as well. Is also very interesting. Okay. Oh, crikey. We've only got 15 minutes left after that mess up with the line. So we've got to go to our next caller. We have lost a couple, obviously, due to what's happened there. And I know, okay, we've lost somebody down there now. So let's go down the line again. Here we go. 586. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Who's this?
My name's Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, awesome. How can we help you today?
Very interesting day. I was going off to take a journey.
Wow.
Down to the West Indies. But I didn't get there. I ended up putting my knee out in Atlanta and had to head back home.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I put it out pretty severely. Now, what I want to ask you is this something that I created? Because I was so back and forth with this trip consciously. I'm going, I'm not going, I'm going, I'm not going.
That's a really interesting one, a really interesting one. When we have physical things happen to us, it can work in a couple of different ways, that we've manifested it ourselves, or it was just the perfect time that you was not meant to be going where you were supposed to be going.
And I believe that to be the truth, because as soon as it happened, I'm like, no, I want to go back home. I want to go back home, because I could have continued on with the journey, but I knew. And do you know when I said something? I knew, too. I was sitting there in the morning, and I'm like, you're going to make it to Atlanta, and then you're going to make it back, and that's it. And I'm thinking to myself, that's just crazy. If I'm in Atlanta, why wouldn't I go all the way?
Yeah. Yeah, but for whatever reason, spirit didn't want you there, or, you know, or your higher self didn't want you there.
Yeah.
There's so many different factors that can come with that, because obviously with physical stuff that go on as well, that also could lead to that also could be coming from karma. It could be karma from this life. It could be karma from a past life. And at that point, it'll all add up to today. For A, this is your karma that you've got to get from back whenever, and also and also you're not meant to be going where you're meant to be going, so you're going to have a double whammy on that. So in a way, take it as a blessing in whatever form that it comes in. There's also going to be a lesson. You probably won't know it just yet, but in months to come, you'll probably find out why you didn't go.
I'd probably be what?
You in a few months you might find out why you weren't meant to be where you were going.
Oh, yes. And I believe that, because as soon as I chose to come home, my heart felt really good, and I came back and I was at peace. I didn't even care that I didn't even go. It really didn't bother me. I just knew that I had to be home. And I think if I was really, really honest with myself this morning, I never would have left for the airport.
Wow. Wow. Brilliant. There you go.
And I was pushing myself. I'm like, well, you've already paid for it. Go for it. Blah, 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 blah. And I think that that's kind of like what the lesson was, is that you knew from this morning that you didn't even want to go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I've got somebody's telling me to pull a card for you. So let's see what the angels want to give you today. Two. So obviously we're going to send you lots of love and healing for yourself. Oh wow, this is quite interesting. So lots of love and healing for you. Archangel Raphael is coming in with get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, and use feng shui. Okay. So also with the our own energy that's around us, our aura and stuff. Okay, I need to do a little bit of clearings. If you were listening to the show earlier on about the chakras and how to cleanse and clear, and that does your aura as well. Have a go at that as a meditation. And also some stuff around as well. I feel like I need to get rid of some old stuff that's in the house to make room for the new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your other card is perfect really for what's just happened, and it's spiritual understanding. I'm bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths, Archangel Raziel. And that's a little bit about of today as well, because it's got some spiritual understanding in it that you will understand, maybe not just yet, but it's all about the bigger picture. It's all starting to happen with you, because I've just got this beautiful circle coming around, which is giving me the all. You talked about peace earlier. I have one dove on the top of the card as well, which is for peace. There is a fire. There's like a fire at the bottom with some beautiful colors of purple and pink. So spiritual love coming in there as well. Okay. And lots of different symbols as well, because I've got the flower of life on the card as well. And I can see the pyramid within that, the standing up pyramid and the upside down one, which is also the Merkaba, the Star of David, but a Merkaba that comes in there as well for you. So lots and lots of love from angels and spirit with your spiritual understanding and learning as well. We say learning, but it's already within us, so it's bringing it back out into our consciousness. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in, and good luck. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so we've only got 10 minutes left in the show. I've got a few callers to try and get through. Oh, I've got one caller. In fact, my next caller has called in twice, so you're still on the line on the other one, so let's say hello. Hello. That's the one that's not there. Okay, so let's go over to that one. Okay, let's try the other number that they're on. Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is
hello.
Amy.
Hello, Amy. How are you doing? Did you know that you called in twice?
No.
Oh yeah, I've got your number up twice on there.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know how that works, but hey, Amy, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. That's good. How can we help you today?
I wanted to see if you see an ex relationship, us getting back together.
Oh, right. First thing I'm going to say to you without asking spirit is an ex is for a reason. Okay? That's why they're an ex. They're an ex now because it's how can I explain that the right way? It's like you've... We meet people for a reason for a certain length of time. I always find it's very rare that people actually go back and it works again. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they become an ex because they're meant to be an ex for a reason. So it's like, okay, I've learned all the lessons that I'm going to learn with that person, whether they were good or not so good. Okay, and now it's time to move on and move forward. But on the other occasion, you may have to go back to learn that lesson either again because you haven't learned or so on and so on. Okay, so let's see what Spirit are going to say about this. It seems like I've got angels coming in tonight more than Spirit itself. So let's see what they're going to bring in with the cards. Because I've been working all night. I've been working with Spirit all night tonight. So angels are being very nice to me. Coming in to work with me this evening. Right. Okay. A couple of things coming out for you today. Firstly, is Archangel Raphael, and he's bringing out breathe. He wants you to take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So have you found that in that relationship that you've had, certain pattern has come out before in different relationships? Have you found that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. So, is there a pattern that you've had within that relationship with other relationships?
No. I wouldn't say so, no.
Okay. Uh-uh. I would look into it very carefully. Okay. Because there's a lot of releasing that needs to be done.
Okay.
All right. Definitely look into past relationships. Look into anything else that's within your life that's reoccurring, okay? Because the release old patterns is something that I feel that you need to do, okay? However
okay.
it comes for you, yeah? It's definitely release old patterns. And the way, the great way of doing this is going into the quiet, calling in your angels and your guides, and asking them to take you to where it all started, okay? This whatever pattern it is. And once you get there, okay, it might be something completely different, something that you probably never even imagined it would be. But trust in what they're giving you, okay, because they're giving it you for a reason. Go into that, have a look at it, look at the lesson that you've learned from it, and then just before you're coming out, jump in, grab yourself. Whether it's in, if it's in a previous life, you could be anybody. If it's in this life, it'll be you. Jump in and say, look, I am you for you from the future. I want you to release everything that goes with that, from the patterns, the hurt, the whatever else that goes with it, okay? And say, I am fine, everything is cool in the future, and I want you to release all that, and now I send you to source and watch that situation and that person go off up to source, okay? And that will help you release old patterns. It's a great way of doing it. Okay. We've also got clairaudience as well, because they are working with you in the clairaudience, so hearing. So notice the loving guidance that you hear inside your mind, okay, or from other people. You know, you get that voice in your head, don't you, that niggles at you?
Yes.
Yeah? And that spirit that's working with you, okay? So go in the quiet with that relationship. That you were talking about, and ask them and say, do you feel that this would be best for the divine purpose, that, you know, I would be going back to it, or is it going to be better for you to go forward
okay.
without that relationship? And trust what you get. Keep yourself an open mind, give it a blank canvas, and trust what they tell you, because I know that you're going to get the right answer. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I hope that's
thank
helped.
You.
Bless you.
It
bless
has.
You, my love. All right. You take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we've literally got 3 minutes left. I've only got two callers, which is 914-347. So, guys, I'm going to take your calls. Same as usual, guys. If it does cut off, I'm going to carry on with those calls. So don't forget, Wednesday night, everybody, at 10 o'clock. It's going to be an awesome show. We've got Sheila Applegate, who's coming onto the show, who's going to channel with Mary Magdalene. It's going to be it. Awesome and amazing, and I really can't wait for that one. Not that I'm a little bit excited or anything, because you wouldn't know. Okay. Let's see if we can get this. In fact, we've literally got 2 minutes. Let's get our caller in. Hello,
thank you for taking my call.
That's all right, no problem at all. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, hello Catherine. How can we help you today?
I was wondering if you see me getting an agent or a manager soon. I've put into a few places. If any of those will come through, or if it's somebody I've yet to contact.
Okay. The only thing I'm seeing at the moment is signing contract.
Wow.
I can see that right in front of me, signing a contract. Now, with this contract, there is going to be a lot of small print, and I know that I am feeling that I need to get somebody professional to read this to me and explain it to me.
Well, Might this be one that I've received already then from a man whose name begins with a T? Is that
okay.
it, or is there one to come? I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't know. I don't know. All I've seen is that contract, but I need to check everything out. So if you've been given one already, get somebody that knows all the legal stuff to go through it with a fine tooth comb.
Okay.
And make sure that it's right for you on either account, whether it's one that you've got or whether it's one that's coming.
Okay.
All right. Let's just get you a quick card as well. That one. Oh, that one's really jumping out at me. Oh, there we go. Divine order. Perfect. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusions. See the underlying order. And it's divine order. There is balance that is coming to you with this as well. Okay. So look forward to that. No problem at all. There's lots of gold coming in there as well. So lots of abundance coming in around you as well, okay? But, yeah, please be careful with the signing of a contract, okay?
Thank you. Thank you
all right.
so very much.
No problem at all. Bless you. Thank you very much for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
God all right,
bless
take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You also. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool, so I've literally just got a few seconds left on this. My name is John Sabin, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Get me John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get myself on Facebook and Twitter from the website. This is Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. Don't forget, Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, everybody, with Sheila Applegate. I know my time's run out on air, but I'm going to go to our other caller. Thank everybody in the chat room tonight. Bless you. Bob O'Well, Gemini Moon, Mindy 3, Pug Mama, and Walsh. Enjoy your week, everybody, because it's Sunday, isn't it? Of course, enjoy your week. I'm going to go over to our final caller. Or not. Oh, hello?
Hi, hello.
Oh, I thought it wasn't going to connect then because it was hanging on for ages. how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call, John.
That's okay. What's your name?
I'm Nicole.
Nicole. Lovely to hear from you, Nicole, in New York. Awesome. Awesome. How can we help you today?
I don't even have so many questions, so I just wanted to know if it's possible that maybe Spirit can have a message for me or
yes.
something like that. Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
We say spirit, but it's been mostly angels that have come through the scene. I've got this lovely lady that's come through. She's mm-hmm. a fuller figure, this lady, a fuller figure. She's got lots of energy, and it's almost like she's got belly laughs of energy around her. Okay? And she wants to bring mm-hmm. this through to you as well. What's mm-hmm. going on with your a top shelf?
My top shelf?
Yeah, I can see like a top shelf. I don't know if you've got loads of ornaments up there or you've got stuff up there or you can't reach up there.
Maybe because I was in the process of decluttering my closet. And I haven't got a chance. I kept looking at it like about a week ago. Actually, it's been 2 weeks. And I keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it. Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so she's having a laugh about that. Do your top shelf. Oh dear. Okay. All right. You've had a fair bit of stuff go on lately as well, haven't you? You've been torn a little bit as well. What have you been torn about? She's not saying. It's like, should I or shouldn't I?
Wow, that could be. I'm always saying that to myself.
Oh, are you? Okay. That might be just why she's bringing it through then, because it's something you do all the time. Should I? Shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say, my love? She's talking about September as a birthday, passing, or an anniversary. So have a look at September. There'll be a birthday, passing, or an anniversary within that month. I'll look around the middle of the month for that as well, okay? Around the middle of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got to give you a J sounding name that's around you as well.
A J.
Yeah. A name that begins with J.
Yeah, that could be my partner.
Okay.
Yes, that's my partner.
It's not Josh, is it, by any chance?
Joseph.
Joseph. Oh, it was close. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So know that she's around. Is it a child that's around you, or has somebody just had a baby? Or is it a small child?
No.
Okay. Who's got a small child that's around?
I have a big family, but there's one child, which is my brother's child. He's attached to me.
Okay.
It's my nephew. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Brilliant. Okay, so that's where the child is then. All right. Okay. Well, okay. So basically she's saying, don't worry too much. She's very straight down the line, this lady. She just tell you how it is, okay? And it's literally, that's how she wants to put it. Everything's straight down the line. Who is it that's straight down the line and then they won't waver either side of the line? It's all like, everything's black and white. That's it. That's how it is.
A couple of people that's like that.
Oh.
My mother is like that.
Oh. Bless her. Right. So yeah, there's lots of love around you at the minute as well. There's a lovely old gentleman that comes in as well that's around you. He's just popping his head in. Is this granddad? Is it grandfather? Let's have a look. He's not actually saying. He's standing about 5'7" in height. He's still got a bit of hair left on his head.
He's older?
Yes, older, yes.
Not sure.
Okay. Just waiting to see if he's going to give us something else. No, he's gone a little bit quiet there. Okay. We've got prosperity for you. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So whatever it is, if you've been thinking, have you been thinking about doing something different, or is it expanding on something that you're already doing?
Oh, right now that it's coming to me, like when you were saying, should I start or should I not? That's actually starting my business. Yes.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. I knew we'd get there in the end. So this is all going to start working out for you. Keep the positive around that whole aspect of that business. If that's what you want to do, you go for it. You do it. You put as much positive energy in it, and it's going to work. It's going to work exactly how you want it to work. Okay? And I've just got to put so much energy into it. So much energy. And with that, I've got victory as well. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Right, because that's what I've been praying. Like, should I start? Should I not? I don't know when the right time it is. So, yes, that's absolutely right. And the show, it's all falling into line now. It's like I like to be organized, like to declutter. And I'm pretty much organized, but that shelf, I kept saying, I have to do that top shelf. I have to do it.
Yep.
Just didn't get around to it. Procrastination.
That's it.
You know?
Do it. Get it done. If that's the only thing you've got to do, then get it done. And, you know, everything else is just going to fall into place for you. And it's all about manifesting for you as well. Because you can bring in that, you know, you can bring in whatever you want into that business. You just keep it simple. Send it out into the universe, how you want it to work, how you want it to be. See yourself happy and healthy with that booming business. And just send it out to the universe. Simple as.
Okay.
Yeah. And it will come back to you. It will, because I just know that you're going to put so much into this, and you will make it work.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much, John.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for calling. It's lovely to hear from you. I'm glad we got to you in the end as well. So that,
yeah,
really,
thank you.
Really cool. But yeah, keep in touch with the show. Like I say, on Wednesday we've got this Sheila Applegate coming in, and she's going to be channeling a message from Mary Magdalene, which is going to be pretty awesome. So yeah, we're looking, sure looking forward to that. So bless you. Thank you very much for coming in and joining in with the show.
Thank you so much, Don. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You take care. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So yeah, awesome show tonight. I do apologise for the hiccup that we had halfway through. I had a sneaky feeling something like that was going to happen because it was a little bit slow earlier, but hey-ho, it is what it is. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, Sheila Applegate. Spread the word, guys, spread the word. Enjoy the rest of your... In fact, enjoy the start of your week because it is just the start of the week and it's going to be awesome. Okay, take care, bye-bye.